What's the best way to store dry goods? Hello, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Healthy Living on Brownfield. Most advice is to store dry goods, such as flour, cornmeal, pasta, and other dried foods, in glass, metal, or plastic containers that have a tight sealing screw-on lid. You can also store those products in the refrigerator, and by doing so, you are helping prevent small beetles and moths from infesting them in your cabinets. So, how do bugs get into those products in the first place? Modern food production has greatly limited pests in dry foods. However, they may still be contaminated with eggs that escape detection during milling or packaging. According to the University of Arkansas Extension, if they are brought in, those eggs can hatch and beetles and moths can then spread from package to package in your cabinets. Throw away any infested products and check all other dry goods in the same cabinets to make sure they're not contaminated as well, especially if you see the insects flying or crawling around in your cabinets. It's important to find the source. Then they advise opening all unopened containers of food because they're susceptible too, and that includes nuts, dried fruit, breakfast cereals, and spices, especially red pepper, paprika, and chili powder. Even unopened containers, as I mentioned, have to be checked. While these bugs might not be harmful if ingested, there may be other things in the food that you don't see that could be, such as mold. For a link to more tips on storage, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Julie Harker.